It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, where do jobs in Wisconsin actually come from? We talked to an applied economist about the real engines of job creation here in the Badger State.
First, the trucking industry is facing a shortage of nearly 48,000 drivers, according to estimates from the American Trucking Association. The shortage is more severe than those of the past few decades, and it's changing the industry.
Bob Costello joins us now. He's the chief economist for the American Trucking Association. Bob, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me.
We've heard stories in the past of shortages in the trucking industry of workers. How bad is it this time around?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. By the end of this year, it's going to hit just about 48,000 drivers. Right, that is the highest we've ever seen. If you go back to 2005 when we first documented it, it was 20,000, and then of course during the Great Recession, it actually went away, and we had a driver surplus, and now we're back to a shortage, and it will hit just about 48,000 by the end of the year.
So there's some good news here in that we've got a good enough economy to need these drivers. So the recession wasn't a great reason to have a surplus. What's driving the shortage now, though?
Well, that's the hard part. There's no one reason that we have a driver shortage, which means there's no one solution. But let me go through a couple of the reasons. One is demographics in terms of age. The median age of an over-the-road truck driver is 49 years old compared with just 42 years old for all U.S. workers. And I actually have some members, and there's some sectors in the industry whose average age is over 50 years old for their drivers, right? So it's age. The other thing to note on that, on the age, is the current age requirement to drive a tractor trailer across interstate lines, that's the important part, is 21 years old. So that means we miss out on folks between 18 and 21 before they go, you know, they'll go to, if they don't go to college, they will find another job, they'll go to the military and so forth. So that's another important thing to remember there, is that they have to be at least 21 years old, although in many states they only need to be 18 to drive that exact same piece of equipment. They just can't drive it across state lines. The other demographics issue we have is gender. Females make up 47% of all U.S. workers, yet only comprise 6% of all truck drivers, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. So that's a big part of the population we're missing out on. And then, of course, another one would be, this is a lifestyle issue. When you become a truck driver, especially when you're new to the industry, you're most likely going to be driving a fair amount of distance and be out on the road for a week or two before you get home. And we understand that's tough for a lot of folks, especially, you know, people with younger kids and family and so forth. So it's a lifestyle. It's not too dissimilar from joining the military or something, where you're going to be gone for a little bit of period of time before you get home. Now, won't be months, it'll be a week or two. Eventually, you can get into a more local or regional job where you are home more often.
But that's where we're seeing the shortage, is that right? These longer haul, interstate, you're going to be gone for a couple weeks. That's where we have the main shortage of truckers.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. It's that over the road, we call longer haul stuff, where you're out for, you know, a week to 2 weeks before you get home. We don't have, you know, we struggle sometimes to find drivers in the regional market, but it's nothing compared to that, what we call irregular route, right? So you're driving one day, you got a load that goes from, Madison to, Minneapolis, and then from Minneapolis you're going to Portland, and then Portland you're going to Denver, and then Denver you're going to Kansas City, and then Kansas, and then you work your way back home. So you're out on the road that entire time before you get home.
Before we get to some solutions, how does this affect the economy outside of the trucking industry? Presumably, if there aren't enough drivers, it's harder to get stuff from place to place.
That's right. So today, the lucky thing is it's just an operational hardship for the industry, right? We don't have food rotting out in the fields and not getting to grocery stores and so forth. So that's the good news. Eventually, though, if it gets worse and worse and worse, we could start to see some shortages like that. Now, almost 70% of all freight tonnage in the U.S. moves on a truck. So when this is an issue for the industry, it's an issue for the broader economy as well.
Talking to economist Bob Costello with the American Trucking Association about a shortage of truckers now and out into the future. Let's start talking solutions. One thing you often hear is, hey, pay them more. They'll go into the job and they'll stay in the job longer.
I don't care what what product you're short of or what labor you're short of. The natural market reaction is for the price of that product to go up. And in this case, pay is the price, right? So without a doubt, wages for truck drivers are going up, should go up, and will continue to go up as long as we have a shortage. We have seen pay increases over the last 2 years between 8 and 12% in that sort of longer haul market where we're short, the shortage is most acute. And I keep telling trucking companies, as long as we're short, you're going to continue to see those high pay increases. And quite honestly, those folks need to make more money. It is, though, a job where you can make, you know, $55,000 and have very good benefits, right? I tell drivers all the time, if you don't have health insurance, if you don't have life insurance, you don't have paid time off, a 401k, you need to go to another company because you can, as an employee, you can get all of those benefits. So pay is going up. It's the median pay is about $55,000 a year, and the benefits are good. So that's the first market reaction to the shortage. But there's other things that could happen, right? We're working hard on transitioning former military into truck drivers, and we're having success with that. And we've committed to hiring 200,000 veterans over the next 2 years. One potential is to drop that minimum age of 21 to lower in a very safe manner with more technology and a graduated commercial driver's license. That is a way to potentially increase the driver pool. I tell people all the time, in the entire supply chain, everybody needs to treat the drivers better. Yes, trucking companies need to treat drivers well, but so do the places that where they're dropping off the goods. You know, you could have a company that treats a driver very well, but yet their customer isn't, and that'll hurt. So there's a lot of different things we need to see about where you can. It's very hard sometimes to do this, but where we can, get the driver home more often as well.
How about improving the image of truck drivers? I think I saw in a press release there's sometimes a negative perception of the people who drive and the work they do. Is this sort of a positive outreach campaign that you need to do, especially for those younger workers you need?
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's another thing is improve driver image. And we've done we have a program called Trucking Moves America Forward, in which we hope to do exactly that, because truck drivers are so vital to our nation's economy. And without them, we're in big trouble. Again, trucks haul 70% of the freight tonnage in the U.S. So if we don't have enough truck drivers, that's going to be difficult for the entire economy. And so we need to show how important these folks are to our national economy. Again, we have a program called Trucking Moves America Forward.
And Bob, you mentioned, and it seems like this is the biggest potential for growth in labor supply, women, massively underrepresented, you said. Is there an effort to say, hey, this is a woman's career too?
Without a doubt. And in fact, you can go get a truck, a brand new truck off the line today, and you can spec it for a female driver. And doing things like, you know, they're sometimes smaller than men, so the seats are different, the length of the pedals to the seat, and so forth. So you can even spec a new truck today for a female driver.
Are you optimistic that things are going to turn around, that we're not going to see this shortage getting worse over the next 5-10 years?
I think that the shortage in the near term gets worse before it gets better. But eventually you will have these pay increases that go up enough that you will start to attract new people into the industry. You know, over the next 10 years, we need to get 89,000 new drivers every single year. The number reason for that number is retirements. So 40% of those 89,000 that we need is because people will be retiring from the industry. So we need females, we need younger people. One of the things that trucking companies are doing today, for younger people is getting automatic transmissions in heavy-duty trucks. That was unheard of 5 years ago. Today, it's very prevalent because younger people today don't drive. It's not like when I grew up where you learn to drive on a stick shift. Younger people today aren't doing that. They don't want to drive a stick shift. So there's a lot of different things going on in the industry to help get younger people into the industry as well as females.
Bob, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem. My pleasure.
That was Bob Costello, chief economist for the American Trucking Association. He was with us to talk about the driver shortage in the trucking industry.